Good morning, everyone. This is Hompong Ganji Hawaii Betsin Associate Minister Saul M. Kalu, broadcasting for the Moili'ili Honganji White Way Radio Program. I have served the Hompa Honganji Mission of Hawaii since the year 2010, and have also served as the Resident Minister of Makawao Honganji from the year 2012 to 2015. I am a convert to Buddhism, having embraced Jodo Shinshu Buddhism since 1994. Today, I would like to talk about my reflections on Buddhism as a religious path and way of living. Buddhism can be practiced by any individual without the need of discarding one's previous religious belief or conviction. One can adopt Buddhism to one's life and needs in three ways. First, as a religion. Second, as a way of life, strictly without incorporating beliefs in its metaphysical elements and just abiding by the precepts laid down by the Buddha. And third, as both religion and way of life. Buddhism, as a religion and way of life, is about freedom and liberation. Buddhism's goal is to end physical and mental suffering and be free from dissatisfaction in life. And the Buddha taught that this is all to be achieved without exclusively resorting to temptations or promises of heaven or to fear by threats of punishment in hellish realms. For this reason, Buddhism is described as a religion of freedom and reason. The Buddha, in one of his teachings, encouraged people to learn with an open mind, to investigate and to understand the world. The Buddha told his followers to come and see, not come and believe. People must accept nothing at once on mere faith. The Buddha said, "Do not believe in anything simply because you have heard it. Do not believe simply because it has been handed down for many generations. Do not believe in anything simply because it is spoken and rumored by many. Do not believe in anything simply because it is written in holy scriptures. Do not believe in anything merely on the authority of teachers, elders, or wise men. Believe only after careful observation and analysis, when you find that it agrees with reason and is conducive to the good and benefit of one and all, then accept it and live up to it." Accepting anything through mere faith will make it difficult for us to understand the truth, because that faith can make one a blind follower. This kind of blind faith can lead to religious fanaticism, without having developed analytical knowledge in their minds to understand why they should uphold certain moral practices and keep away from certain unwholesome ones. People tend to react emotionally to their religious authorities rather than deciding rationally whether something is true or false. Understanding life through rational thinking, therefore, frees one from the fear induced by superstitious beliefs of divine retribution for failing to uphold some precepts and spending an eternity in a place of punishment. If, for example, a child cannot understand things properly and misbehaves, because of that, the parents would threaten him with punishment and even carry out that threat and physically beat him, with further warnings not to make mistakes again. The child might stop doing mischievous deeds because of that fear, but he is not made to understand why it is what he's doing was wrong and where the mistakes are. Again, when a child is asked to do something and he refuses, then parents sometimes would bribe him with a promise of a reward. The child might do it for the reward, but without understanding why, it will be easy for the child to revert to the wrong way of thinking. Similarly, Buddhism, or any other religion for that matter, should not be introduced to reward and punishment without allowing people to have proper understanding. Doing so would make people not understand the real validity and main purpose of religion. The duty of a religion is to guide, educate, and enlighten, not create an atmosphere of fear. It is unfortunate that this same fear created by threats of divine wrath and punishment can be used to control and manipulate people in order to deprive them of their wealth and possessions. Without proper understanding, blind faith can have serious and fatal consequences and becomes a source of pain and sorrow, completely opposite of what religion is supposed to do to people's lives. True and correct faith in Buddhism is usually related to the three treasures, that is, the Buddha, the Dharma, the Buddha's teachings, and the Sangha, or the community of believers and followers. Thus, faith may often have certain individuals as its object, but it is different from devotion in other religions, in that it is connected with the impersonal objects, such as the workings of karma and the efficacy of merit transfer. It is seen to focus on or lead to a right view of understanding of the main aspects of the Buddha's teaching, such as workings of karma, merit, and rebirth. Regarding the triple treasures, faith focuses on and rejoices in the characteristics of the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. With regard to the working of karma, faith refers to a conviction that deeds have effects, good deeds having positive effects, and wrong deeds negative. Thus, faith gives guidance in leading a life of charity, morality, and religious qualities. Faith also covers ideas such as the nature of existence, its impermanent and conditioned nature, and finally, the Buddha's enlightenment or nirvana, and the path of practice leading up to nirvana. Faith entails a belief that there are people who have attained nirvana and are able to teach it. Faith, or rather the attainment of faith, in the Pure Land tradition of Jodo Shinshu Buddhism, also entails awakening to one's karmic limitations towards the achievement of enlightenment through one's own self-effort and the realization of one's imperfect, foolish nature, in which only total reliance on Amida Buddha's primal vow can one hope to achieve spiritual awakening and liberation. It is the only way for those who are incapable of doing difficult ascetic practices as a means for full spiritual development. By encouraging critical thinking through his teachings, the Buddha is regarded as a free thinker. Buddhism is to be learned, experienced, and applied in daily life, and not practiced as a matter of routine or obligation. Buddhism is neither solely for the purpose of conducting rituals for the dead. The Buddha's teaching is meant more for the living, those who are experiencing life at the present moment, struggling to free themselves from the sufferings inherent in the realm of samsara, or the unenlightened world, rather than the departed ones. The goal is liberation, not only from the cycle of birth and death, but in daily life, freedom from irrational fears due to ignorance. Thank you all for listening to today's White Way Radio Talk. May you always walk in your spiritual lives the way laid down by the Buddha, and therefore find true peace, contentment, and happiness that are not easily influenced by the ever-changing circumstances of daily living. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.